KNW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Nate Wuggehow, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he won't consider impeaching Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf until after a lawsuit that seeks to make clear whether Wolf is a lawful holdover in the position.
The idea is we're not impeaching somebody who's in the job lawfully. They're not there. So I think that's what the Senate acted on. They didn't confirm her. So that's the action that we're going to follow.
That's Voss speaking with Channel 27 in Madison. Voss said he thinks the legislature should focus on naming a new administrator instead of impeaching Wolf. Attorney General Josh Call is suing. He wants a judge to declare that Wolf can keep her job as a holdover based on a Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling from last year. Wisconsin Congressman Scott Fitzgerald is endorsing Jim Jordan as U.S. House Speaker. Terry Bell reports.
Fitzgerald is the first member of the House to make an endorsement, although Senator Ron Johnson is also expressing his preference for Jordan. Majority Leader Steve Scalise is the only other announced candidate so far. Observers say Scalise is more likely to draw support from more mainstream Republicans, while Jordan is the favorite of the right wing. WisPolitics reports the timeline is uncertain, but that House Republicans are expected to meet Tuesday to vet candidates. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Dairy farmers and related businesses are looking for more places to sell their products. Brian Winnikins reports from the World Dairy Expo in Madison.
Jenny Weckerhauser of Ever.ag explains.
The European Union has grown their milk production similarly after COVID as the U.S. has, so we are competing with them every day for cheese.
That trend, she says, in the markets is likely to continue for a while. She says dairy export markets have also been impacted by the strong value of the U.S. dollar, and domestically, demand appears a bit stagnant. World Dairy Expo wraps up in Madison on Friday. I'm Brian Winnikins.
Wisconsin high school students will soon have an easier time getting into most schools in the University of Wisconsin system. Starting next summer, the system will begin automatically admitting qualifying students into one or more UW schools. The system will take into account a student's grade point average and class rank. Students would then get a letter informing them of which schools they've already been accepted in, bypassing the traditional application process. Only three campuses, Madison, La Crosse, and Eau Claire, have opted out of the new direct admissions program. University System President Jay Rothman said yesterday that the move hopes to boost graduation rates and reverse declining enrollment rates. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Nate Wuggehow, Civic Media News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know. The search on the Fox River for a 21-year-old Green Bay man who's been suspended by the Coast Guard. The search for Victor Torres Guadalupe started about 2 a.m. on Wednesday, but authorities decided they didn't have enough evidence showing he had entered the water. They are asking for the public's help in finding him. He is 5'10", about 155 pounds, has black hair and brown eyes. Anyone with helpful information should call the Green Bay Police Department. The man who created the G logo on Packer helmets has died. John Gordon designed the iconic G while he was an art student at St. Norbert College in the early 60s. He was asked to design a logo that resembled a football by a St. Norbert equipment manager. He passed away Saturday at the age of 83 after struggling with Alzheimer's. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is $1.2 billion. That's the third largest ever, and it'll go up slightly after I buy my ticket later. Good luck. Pete Schwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Packers back at practice. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers getting ready for a road trip to Las Vegas to face the Raiders on Monday Night Football. Green Bay is 2-2. The Raiders, desperate for a home win, are 1-3. The Packers coming off that horrible 34-20 loss to the Lions. What did Matt LaFleur tell his young wide receivers, quarterback Jordan Love, a short time ago?
You know, I think Matt challenged us, you know, after last game, you know, going through the break, just, you know, continue to watch the past couple games and challenge everybody to think of one thing that, you know, we're going to work on going forward and just kind of our focus into that going forward. So just things we're thinking about while we're out there at practice, going into the game, just focusing on things we can get better at.
Tonight on Thursday Night Football, it's the winless Chicago Bears in Washington to face the 2-2 Commanders. College football, the Badgers host Rutgers Saturday at 11:30 a.m. It's the start of a rough schedule that includes playing Iowa, Illinois, and Ohio State. Head coach Luke Fickell.
You know, we've got a stretch here. Nobody wants to talk about the stretch, right? We want to talk about, you know, what's coming up on Saturday, but this is the time, this is the stretch that we've got to make sure we're moving forward and doing the things that are going to give us a chance to be successful, not just this weekend, but continue to push forward for the next 8 weeks.
Baseball, a tough day in the Brewers clubhouse after last night's season-ending loss to the Diamondbacks. Manager Craig Counsell.
Look, we're disappointed. I mean, these chances are sacred. They're for players that you get this window to have a great month of October, and so it hurts for it to be over.
Some players know that was probably their last game as a Brewer, including Brandon Woodruff and pitcher Corbin Burns.
Just feel bad for all these guys that worked their butt off for all season, and not even this season for the years just to get to this point. You know, this is a team that's a lot of good young players that will have a chance to do this again, hopefully year after year. But you know, it just feels like you let the team down a little bit when you get an opportunity to step up and set the tone.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, a happier happy hour. Dom, airing of the grievances is the tradition here. And I've had the same grievance since we've been doing talk radio together. That's going on like 12 years, about to flip to 13.
Damn.
November, sometime in November. I came up with this bright idea over somewhere in November, let's just say. But Dom, Red Airwave, America's conservative talk radio saturation. That's been a problem for me since the get-go. And this actually coming from the foreign press. With Pixie the Chihuahua curled nearby with studio walls covered in mementos, Jeff Katz leans into a radio microphone and delivers a rather less cozy message to his conservative audience. Here it is, folks. Joe Budd and Democrats are corrupt villains destroying America. I don't like them, Katz tells his news radio WRVA audience from his home studio in Virginia, referring to the 80-year-old president. I think he brought a gang of grifters to the White House. He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Now, Dom, Katz is a veteran foot soldier in an airwaves army saturating talk radio with thousands of usually unscripted, occasionally unhinged shows, often featuring long debunked conspiracy theories.
The best kind of radio.
Now, Dom, over the years, conservative talk radio's mixture of multimedia superstars and fringe hosts have fed millions of voters with misinformation about Barack Obama, school shootings, vaccines, and election fraud. Those last two brought to you especially by your girl, Vicky. Along the way, they've galvanized the radically right-wing politics that brought America Donald Trump. On the Sean Hannity Show that plays right across the dial here about 5 o'clock every night, on the Sean Hannity Show, the most listened to talk radio broadcast in America, with weekly audience topping 16 million across 600 stations, the 2020 election was falsely referred to as fraudulent, rigged or stolen in 35 out of 45 episodes, according to MIT transcripts studied by the New York Times in 2021. Polls show those falsehoods have sunk deeply into Republican voters' minds. And by the way, Dom, right-wing talk radio thinks Trump has the juice. Show hosts are shrewdly aware of the industry's symbiotic relationship with Trump and often dismiss concerns about his criminal indictments while attacking critics who warn he is a threat to democracy. How dare Domin Kroot? Across some 1,500 conservative stations. Now, Dom, we've enumerated that number here in the state of Wisconsin down to 81 outlets, right? 81 right-wing talk radio stations putting out about 235 hours. Is it a day of right-wing talk? I thought it was.
And that doesn't include the religious stations, if I recall that number.
Well, they often work in tandem, but that's an excellent point you make, Dom. Across some 1,500 conservative stations, that must be nationally, Dom, radio's outrage machine beats the drums over Biden's supposed cognitive decline, urges Republicans to crush opponents, and elevates Trump as the lodestar of a largely male, older, white audience. Trump is far and away the overwhelming selection for Republicans, according to Katz. He told the AFP, the reporting source here, in his cluttered studio, acknowledging primary challengers face long odds against the ex-president. He says Trump earned massive listener appeal because he copied talk radio's populist shift and ditched traditional Republican platform. When the GOP establishment crafted immigration reform in 07, conservative radio helped tank it in what historian Paul Matsko called the beginning of the rise of ethno-nationalist nativism in American politics. Thank you, Rush Limbaugh, right? A little bit more. Can't excuse Hannity either. Trump has mirrored that nativism to dominate the primaries and the airwaves, Matsko said. There's a lot of talk radio in Trump, says Dom Giordino, who is 72, is the dean of Philadelphia radio. Trump has the juice, and these people want the juice. Giordino's listeners, like millions tuning into the syndicated stalwarts, Hannity, Glenn Beck, Mark Levin, Dana Loesch, Mike Gallagher, during rush hour commutes, squarely backed the brash billionaire. And after Republican hardliners ousted their party leader, Kevin McCarthy, from the U.S. House leadership Tuesday, host and callers discussed the technically possible but all but absurd idea of installing Trump as the chamber's acting chieftain. Oh boy, Gallagher chuckled Wednesday on air. A man can dream.
Sometimes those dreams are nightmares, Gallagher. Cody, I'll jump in here. Tired of playing nice while listeners feed off hosts' rebellion and indignation, the show's anger can also feel performative. Yeah, you think? We are all in this business as entertainers, Katz acknowledged. He dismisses their frequent insults. Biden was called a walking vegetable on Beck's program. As on-air personalities being passionate about politics, conservatives in America have for a long time felt marginalized. They've felt that their voice is not respected. Boy, I can go off on a tangent there, but I'll continue with the reporting. Virginia listener Wendy Holman Yeoman agrees and applauds the coarse style. Conservatives have been too submissive and not aggressive enough, she says, and now they're just tired of playing nice. Radio deregulation in 1987 opened the floodgates to partisan programming, and ex-DJ Rush Limbaugh, a master of political bombast, blazed a right-wing trail to challenge the National Public Radio Network, routinely accused of reflecting liberal sentiments. News talk radio at present is dominated by conservative hosts, and yes, it's very influential, says Michael Harrison, publisher of leading trade magazine Talkers. Back in 2016, several hosts were Trump skeptics, but they noticed their ratings jumped when he came on their show. The audience loved Trump, Harrison says. As a result, radio hosts started to be more Trump than they were before. I mean, didn't Trump hang up on Vicki McKenna when he first
came on their show? He did. This entire state of Wisconsin was anti-Trump. Trump lost Wisconsin by double digits to the abhorrent Ted Cruz, Dom. I mean, Ted Cruz beat Trump by 13 in Wisconsin because right-wing talk radio, be it Charlie Sykes, Mark Belling, Dan O'Donnell. I mean, I guess I shouldn't speak for Dan. But Vicki McKenna, Jerry Bader, they were all anti-Trump until they weren't.
Cody, Trump thrilled listeners in February of 2020 when he awarded Limbaugh the Presidential Medal of Freedom. 9 months later, Rush told his audience, there's simply no way Joe Biden was legitimately elected president. That's Rush Limbaugh. Limbaugh died in 2021, but his legacy remains. According to Talkers, today's top 10 news radio talk shows are all conservative. Brian Rosenwald, author of Talk Radio's America, How an Industry Took Over a Political Party That Took Over the United States, bluntly explains the lack of progressive presence and Trump's appeal on air. Nuance and compromise isn't good radio, he says. In the 2000s, liberal hit the airwaves pushing left-wing agendas, but the network Air America was humorless and wonky, like nails on a chalkboard, Katz recalls. It folded within 6 months. Crudy, how long did you say
we've been doing this show? 6 years.
I'm sorry, 6 years. How long have we been doing this show, Crudy?
12.
That's at the Raw story by the AFP.
But we are not doing this show with excellence in radio broadcast on because of our nuance or compromise.
I don't know, man. I mean, I'm okay with, you know, getting in some faces. I mean, I don't know that that's necessarily the case. But I get it. You know, if people want to grow an audience. They want to get advertisers. They want to get paid. I mean, that's really what this comes down to. And to see how folks would reject Trump, rightfully so. I mean, rightfully so. And it gets worse. Like after, you know, he actually had a political record, after we see what he did when he lost the election, what we see the reporting now. I mean, it continues to get worse and worse as Trump is being shown to be a less than honorable human being. But as that continues on, these right wingers even Rush Limbaugh, no way Biden won that. What? Why? Why is that such a shocker to you Republicans? You Republicans. All you Republicans, you won on the same election Biden won. Are you telling me that somehow, some way, Joe Biden, you know, he was fraudulently elected, but your own elections, well, those were totally fine. It's the same piece of paper, man. So it doesn't make sense. And you see people like Vicky, people like some of these, you either get along with the Trump train or you got rolled over, right? That's how it was. But you have no core. You have no core belief that you're like, oh, my God, while maybe he's lowering taxes, and we know that's Republicans' cure for everything, you give a guy a pass on the rape? You give a guy a pass on the coup? You give a guy a pass on the fraud? You get a guy a pass on the violence, on the threats? I mean, on the dissemination of top secret information? These are all now facts, folks. Courting and hanging out with, you know, the seditious conspiracy, folks. The Proud Boys, stand back, stand by. Seditious conspiracy convictions, man. You know what I'm saying? At what point? Is there a point? Or is it all just about the entertainment? All about the clicks for you radio folks?
Well, right-wing talk radio, Dom, dominates in the Milwaukee media market we're playing out right now on WAUK and WRJN. But the big righty-whitey stick down the dial, WISN, it's a monster. And I can tell you that Dan O'Donnell, who gave testimony, very slanted, very misleading testimony, as the invited speaker at a Republican Assembly Elections Committee hearing in a locked Capitol building at the bequest of Janelle Branchon, the biggest cuckoo in the state. Now, Dan O'Donnell, when right-wing talk radio told the truth, Joe Biden won Wisconsin. Joe Biden won the presidency. You know, their ratings dumped, cut in half. Half their listenership, bye. They don't want to hear that. That's not a truth they want to hear. But the January 6th, Tom, the January 6th was galvanizing. For the right, they loved it. Just tell us it was rigged. Tell us it was stolen. Tell us we're the victims. Couldn't possibly be that we've got a less popular rapist, criminal presidential candidate. They doubled their ratings back. And they've stayed there as long as they've told the lie. So when this Katz guy in this article talks about the grifters coming to the White House, the grift is on right-wing talk radio. They will lie to you for fun and profit and ratings. We'll never do that.
News.
Come back. More devils.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Why are inter-school sports called the last classroom of the day? because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 40 tonight under partly cloudy skies with a chance for scattered showers. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 54. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 39. Temperatures below average Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 50s. Once again, lows level off around 40 tonight. Highs reach 54 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 52.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Malarkey. The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We will never tell you lies, not even sweet little lies. You can join us at 844-967-2789.
Righty Whitey Talk Radio is not telling you the truth.
This article mentions what Hannity's audience, 16 million people on 600 radio stations. Was that what I read?
Yes.
Per week. So now let's think about Fox News for a minute, right? They settled with Dominion for almost $800 million because they were lying to their audience. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's a track record, yo. Called a trend line. Let's see where that trend line is going. Well, Smartmatic's still in the action. They're trying to sue them for what, about $2.7 billion. Right? Defamation, lying to the audience. Well, it may make some money on the front end, but, you know, once in a while, there's a little comeuppance on the back end because some people don't like getting lied about. And some people have some pockets they can go after people like Fox News for that. So that's the reality of it. And I know, Nate, did you happen to grab the Gutfield sound?
I sure did.
Oh, man. Good man. I appreciate that. I know it's kind of a late ask, but it continues on. A Washington Post piece, Philip Bump, today. A Fox host suggests...
You've got to declare this, Tom. Is this a grievance? Are you claiming a grievance here?
Is it a grievance? Man, it's just what it is. I'm just laying it out for you folks. You can call it what you want. Here's the headline. A Fox host suggests that the answer to division is war, not voting. And this is a Greg Gutfield. This is supposed to be the funny guy. This guy's got like two shows a day on Fox News after going on a litany of about his grievances about, you know, the Black Lives Matters and the social justice and how the, you know, all those folks got away with everything. And the January 6th folks, well, since they're the oppressors, you know, they have to pay the price. He went on to articulate what he really meant. And if you would, please, if you're ready for it, Nate, let's play it for the people. How Fox News recently here is talking about, you know, the civic conversation and how things are in this country. Let's play Greg Gutfield.
We had a war over slavery. We knew slavery was inhumane and immoral, but somehow we couldn't solve slavery peacefully. It was an evil. But one side refused to acknowledge that it was evil because it was too big of an admission for them to make. Doesn't that feel that way now, that this defiant refusal to reverse this decline argues against the survival of a country? What does that leave you with? It leaves you with you need to make war to bring peace, because you have a side that cannot change, because then that means an admission that their beliefs have been corrupt all the time. So in a way, you have to force them to surrender.
Or we could make love, not war.
I tried that once.
Oh, we have an election.
I had to go to a doctor.
Right. Election.
Elections don't work. We know that.
We know they don't work.
They do work.
Look what we have. Look what we have. We had a moderate president, and we have crime exploding everywhere. We had a Democrat president promise that he was going to be moderate, promise that he was going to unite the country. And now we have a terrible education system. We have no border. We have crime everywhere. Every facet of society is in peril and in chaos because our elections don't matter.
Greg Gutfeld, superstar over at Fox News. To make change. Elections don't work.
Peace through war. Seems a little Orwellian there. And wasn't it Lou just yesterday, conservative Lou from Cudahy, calling us propagandists, Tom?
He called me a propagandist, Grudy, yes.
But when you turn on these media outlets, right-wing talk radio, when you turn on the Fox News, it is a literal different reality that they are hearing. And they want to believe that reality, Dom, because in that reality, they're right.
Sounded like a lot of projection. Oh, there's a side that can't change because they will have to admit they were wrong. Yeah, man. Like, look in the mirror. And so, like, ultimately, what it comes down to, like, how do, because, you know, I would accuse the right wingers, and I would never suggest that this is a need for war. I mean, come on, man. The civil rights movements. I mean, there's always been, you know, when people have issues, man, sometimes things happen and people should be held accountable if there's violence or if there's vandalism and all those kinds of things. No question. I think everybody would agree with that, you know, as long as it's equal under the law. Right. Right, Greg. But to suggest that somehow the only way forward, Mr. On Fox all the time, funny guy, is somehow to have war, to make war, to get peace. That's your suggestion?
War upon ourselves. This is not war to get peace in Europe. This is not repel Putin from Ukraine. This is
Ukraine or hell, even if they came to our borders, crew. That's not at all. He's talking about other Americans who have political differences from him. And I vehemently disagree with all sorts of policies and certainly attitudes and behaviors of this mega movement. But I would never suggest for a moment, that the answer to that is go start shooting people. You know what I mean? Where's the responsibility from these folks? I mean, maybe it's my own fault for expecting that a company who's making that kind of money and has all this attention and resources, who've now been sued for and settled for almost $800 million and is on the hook perhaps for a Smartmatic for another almost $3 billion, that they would change their ways or see the light. Hell no, man. We just talked about it. Look what happened, Kurt. You saw that. You talked about the ratings of right-wing talk radio here in Wisconsin. When they stopped talking about the lies, when they stopped propping up the BS of Donald Trump, telling them sweet little lies, well, we lost their audience. They don't want to hear that.
Well, Dominic, the other day I asked you, I said, you know, we got to update our biography. It's been like 12 years. I said, I would probably lead with my personal biography. I, Crudy, would lead with the fact I've been banned from Fox News. Like, I wear that as a badge of honor of sorts, as you well know. And it also frees up a lot more of my Sunday afternoons. Don't get invited on the Mike Emanuel show or any of the other Foxy News products down. But when I hear you bemoaning the violence and citing Gutfeld, the, you know, peace through war guy, I can't help but think this sounds a lot like envy because you've never been invited on Fox News.
It's okay with me, man. Nor C-SPAN, but, you know, I guess I'll have to settle for our audience. And we love our audience. Come back with us. We're airing our grievances here on Friday, 844-967-2789. Come back with us.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. After 3 weeks of striking, the United Auto Workers Union signals a turning point in talks with Ford, Stellantis, and GM, but no deal yet.
UAW workers outside a Wayne, Michigan GM plant celebrating what their leader Sean Fain calls success in their strike talks.
It's going to change the future of our union and the future of our industry.
Fain says the UAW and automakers aren't there yet, but close. Andy Field, ABC News.
Nurses, medical specialists from Kaiser Permanente are due to wrap up their week-long strike. Workers are demanding higher pay and more staffing. Union leaders say if talks don't progress, they may strike again in November. House Republicans still divided after the ouster of Kevin McCarthy are scrambling to fill the speaker position. They're due back next week for a vote. Companies added 336,000 jobs in September, nearly double than what analysts projected. Shows a robust labor market in the face of lower but still high inflation. This is ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. Students and staff at UW Oshkosh held a walkout to protest layoffs. The university is struggling to make up an $18 million debt. In August, university officials announced they would cut around 200 jobs to help close the gap. Protesters say they are worried about the quality of education due to the cuts, saying they want more state funding for their school and are petitioning for cuts to administrative salaries as opposed to faculty and student worker salaries. Complaints about rats are on the rise in Green Bay. At last night's city council meeting, the public was encouraged to keep reporting rat sightings so city officials can continue to manage the problem. Green Bay has received 129 rat complaints so far this year. The average number of complaints has been about 100 over the last few years. Most of the complaints have come from the city's west side near Lambeau Field. Pete Schwabe for the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripescast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Kripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday. We air the grievances. Rolling through the happier happy hour with your phone calls. 844-967-2789. Madame, got to go to a Canadian band to set the tone for an American jobs report. A damn good one. Tell me, Bidenomics is working, is it not?
Apparently, damn.
Do you see the new jobs report? Doubled the estimates, Dom. Something like 360,000 new jobs reported. Still at record unemployment or very near the lowest unemployment. And the participation rate amongst the wanted employee age demographic of 25 to 54. You know, I'm still in there for now.
Not for long.
Apparently, the participation rates amongst that age demographic, very, very high. Here's the only problematic part. From the labor's point of view, wage growth is flattening. It's flattening. The great news, so is the inflation rate. Labor cost is now spiking above the inflation rate. So currently, if you use today's new findings, people are receiving greater compensation increases than they're seeing lost through inflation. So I take this to be a damn good jobs report. Wonder how they'll skew it over on the Gutfield show on Foxy News down.
Oh, time for war. Too many people working. I mean, I don't know what, you know, that's what they said last time. We have some sound, I believe, of the president maybe taking a little victory lap on this.
Before we get there, we got some breaking news from our buddy, Nate, the newsman. What'd you find for us, Nate, on the Twitterverse?
Oh, well, this is coming from Scott Bauer over at the Associated Press. Breaking: liberal Wisconsin Supreme Court justice refuses to recuse from redistricting cases despite impeachment threat. Justice Janet Protasiewicz denied requests from Republicans to recuse from a pair of redistricting cases, issuing the order shortly after 5 o'clock.
Little Friday Good. News dump for you folks.
There you go, baby. There you go.
Game on. If Protasiewicz is not recusing, then of course that probably will encourage Robin Voss. That's all the incentive he'll need to try and impeach her. Now, we understand Robin Voss is not going to proceed with the impeachment of Megan Wolf because a court case. There's a court case. He's hopeful the courts will throw her out, although that's not the way the Supreme Court ruled the very last time on the Preed case.
Right. But
he's hopeful he won't have to impeach Megan Wolf. But wait till Monday.
We'll call it an off-ramp.
What will be his off-ramp if Protasiewicz has given him the double birds? Will not recuse, will not recuse. Now, you grin when you heard this news, and thank you, Nate, for keeping our audience informed. When you heard this news, your immediate reaction is a ear-to-ear grin. You like this
Absolutely.
News.
Absolutely. Come on. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? She won by 200,000 votes. They had this judicial commission look at what she said. She didn't promise anything. In fact, specifically, she said she didn't know how she would judge because she knows, but it's rigged. We know that. You know that. It's not just better candidates, Robin Voss, and better policies. It's also better maps, you know, because remember when you did that all in secret with your attorneys and you brought them all in and people had to sign non-disclosures. Remember all that? Yeah. If that wasn't important, why did you do it that way?
So the breaking news, if you're just joining us, just hopping in the car, Janet Protasiewicz, Justice Protasiewicz, no recusal on either of the redistricting cases that will probably come before the Wisconsin Supreme Court very soon. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got for us, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And hearing that gives me, I'm pleased to hear that because from a layman's point of view, when I heard, I think on this very network, that over 50% of the districts, legislative districts, have islands outside the body of their district, which makes them clearly unconstitutional. So don't give me any crap, conservatives on the Supreme Court, all these maps are constitutional, because by the wording in our state's constitution, they are not constitutional.
And clarify what you mean, Mark. So, like, you got a district, and then you got another part of the district that doesn't touch the original part. And as you've told our audience a few times, what is it about contiguous and compact districts in the Wisconsin Constitution, Mark?
That's what they have to be, and you can't split up wards either. I mean, you have wards have to be within the same district. I mean, you can't split a ward up. You're not supposed to be splitting a county up. You're not supposed to be splitting towns up, and they split up cities and towns. And from my understanding, that's not supposed to happen. That's in my layman's view of the Constitution. That's what happened. If you read the Constitution as somebody who's got a sixth grade education or above, that you should be able to understand that. And for these conservatives, I was just looking it up because it got me thinking that for this Trump and his blood poison mouth, that is right out of Mein Kampf. I mean, he's paraphrasing Mein Kampf. He goes, in Mein Kampf, there's an English translation, blood mixture and the resultant drop in racial level is the sole cause of the dying out of old cultures. And there he screeds right into the mightiest counterpart of the Aryan is represented by the Jew. And then he goes on to saying, well, Jews equates Jews with Marxism. And, he actually comes out and says, that this, we're supposed to be beholden to the strong. And when the when you have a Democrat, he's arguing against democratic society in Mein Kampf. And apparently that's what these Republicans do not believe in democracy. Gutfield said he doesn't believe in elections.
Well, they don't always go the way they would cast them to come out, Mark.
Right. So then you change your policies, you change your strategy. Perhaps you reach
well, they
out
did.
And try to do something different.
They're trying to change their policies on democracy. Like, let's get rid of that. Autocracy is good enough for us.
As long as it's our autocracy. But, you know, of course, that's the whole thing. You guys and gals, you Trumpsters, you megas. Don't you understand? Look at anybody that does business or was associated with Trump. Disaster follows. And sooner or later, if you follow this autocracy, this some sort of dictatorship, sooner or later that turns on you too. Don't you get it, man? That's what it's all about. And okay, you win some elections, you lose some elections, but we have elections. We have, well, we had peaceful transfers of power. You know, representative government.
That's weak. That's weak. Take that. Take the government. Just tic-tac up and take it. When you're a celebrity, they let you do it.
Yeah. You know, and it's so, it's really disgusting because those who would advocate for that kind of action, called a war, a civil war, a violent action, whatever their case may be, do those who would advocate for that and support that think that somehow that they would not be a part of it, that it wouldn't come to their door? You know what I mean?
Well, Gutfield's probably got a couple of shotguns and a 30-aught. Probably got a couple ARs too. Figures he's well-armed for the civil war to come.
Terrible. Short-sighted. Ignorant.
Well, if I can outgun my neighbor, then might makes right. I'm the king of the neighborhood. I got the biggest bazooka. I don't currently have a bazooka, Dom, so I might be Gutfield.
I want a bazooka. Why can't I have a bazooka, man? What about my Second Amendment rights? I want a bazooka. I deserve a bazooka.
844-967-2789. Again, breaking news. Janet Protasiewicz will not recuse. Judge Justice Janet Protasiewicz here in the state of Wisconsin. And also, we've learned Republicans don't believe in democracy. They'd prefer war to bring peace. At least those represented by Greg Gutfield on the Foxy News.
And I do have to say,
yes, go ahead.
Finish your thought. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to lay out some pretext for the sound from the President of the United States. So you better say
all right, we'll get there in just a moment. But did you notice the other hosts on the Foxy trying to whoa? What about make love not war? Right. Every other there are three other people that chimed in when he
what
said
what about elections?
Elections don't work. Right. They were trying to pull away from that. But Gutfield said it, man. And this is a guy that a lot of folks, oh, he's a funny guy. No, man. There he is advocating for violence on the biggest biggest cable news network in the country. And he's saying it, with a smile, so it's okay.
You
funny.
Just don't understand his humor, Dom. It's a dry humor.
Oh, okay, okay.
See, dry my humor hits you right between the eyes, so you get my humor, but you got to infer the humor with Gutfield.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you for that. Because here for a moment, I thought he was, you know, advocating for violence on a national cable television show. But, you know, what do I know?
Well, you know that Vicki McKenna effectively did the same on Right Wing Talk Radio right here in Madison in Milwaukee, Dom, in regards to who's the Kyle Rittenhouse told her audience, go get your guns. Go load up, Patriots. Show up. Stand up. Right? She did that on the FCC regulated airwaves. And that was after people had been murdered in self-defense. I still use the term murder. Still happening, dude. Hasn't changed.
Well, shouldn't there be a change? I think there should be a change, man. I mean, that should be acceptable. Not from a listening standpoint. If you're listening to somebody tell you promoting violence, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you might want to
check get your guns.
Might want to check yourself. Now, aren't you a lot of those folks claim to be, you know, Jesus lovers and all that religious stuff? Really? Is that what it is?
Who would Jesus shoot?
Right. I'm going to start making up some bracelets and selling them on mega websites. Who would Jesus shoot? Joe Biden, obviously.
Are you done ranting? Can I pivot back to the excellent jobs report?
Yes. Let's talk about Bidenomics, man.
Let's hear it from the president. You know, we already set the tone with a Canadian ban. Here's Joe Biden. All American.
Folks who have been left behind in previous recoveries and left behind for too long. We have the highest share of working age Americans in the workforce in 20 years.
Wow.
More from President Joe Biden earlier today. Play it for him, Nate.
We have the highest share of working age Americans in the workforce in 20 years. And it's no accident. It's Bidenomics. We're growing the economy from the middle out, the bottom up, not the top down.
I am also growing from the middle out, Dom. I'm going to call it Bidenomics from now on.
Yeah, that's something. Is that what they call the restaurant? Biden, since he took office, tell us about it, Joe.
Since I've taken office, we've created 13.9 million new jobs.
Now, that might be skewed statistically a tad bit because, you know, the last guy drove the economy into the ditch because he had terrible COVID response and wouldn't wear a mask or lead by example and got a shot in private and didn't want to wear that mask because his makeup would run. But, you know, tell me about more how manly Donald Trump is. But at the end of the day, you know, we come back after you open everything up. There's going to be some natural jobs opening up. But cannot take away the facts. Here, man, this is a great jobs report. Anything else you want to talk about? The deficit.
Let's get more sound from Joe, I thought.
Yeah, we do. We got some more sound from Joe on the deficit. Let's hear cut number five, please, Nate.
Quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of Republicans in the House saying they want to cut the deficit when all they really want to do is once again cut taxes for the very wealthy and big corporations.
And that's all they have. That's all they say for everything. Hey, we got a worldwide pandemic. Let's cut taxes. Oh my goodness. You know, we got a huge deficit. Oh, cut taxes. That will somehow make more tax revenue if we cut taxes. You see how that works? Come on, Republicans. Let's hear a little more on Joe Biden talking about China possibly meeting with their leader. Cut seven.
There has been no such meeting set up, but it is a possibility.
See, you say it wrong. China.
You know, the Republicans are all mad about that. They got to figure Joe's got a Chinese account. Oh, wait, that probably was Trump. Wait, who got all those patents? Oh, that was Trump's daughter. Anyway, I digress. Here is President Biden on the speaker. Cut number eight, please, Nate.
For some people, I imagine it could be easier to work with than others. But whoever the speaker is, I'll try to work with.
And Dom, there's breaking news about the former blown speaker, Kevin McCarthy. He is now claiming he's in it to win it. He's going to run for re-election in 2024 for his congressional
Congress,
seat.
Not to be the Speaker of the House again.
There had been rumors and apparently false reports earlier today that he was going to resign his position.
Take his ball and go home. If you don't want me here, I don't want to be here.
I mean, if I were him, I would just go get a job on Fox News or something. Probably pays better. Who wants that crappy job? Come back with us. Last segment for your grievances. It's Friday. We air them. 844-967-2789.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile.
shoes.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows dip down to about 40. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. 54. Lows level off around 39. Tomorrow night, cloudy. Temperatures below average Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 50s. To recap, lows level off around 40 tonight. We should top out at 54 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 51.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you have something to say, you can hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. The Make It Dawn Show coming up next.
Dominic, when you next see me on the radio, I'll be in Eau Claire, going up to Eau Claire on Monday. I'm going to broadcast from there, try to make some new friends, do a little partying. You know how we do. And anyways, Dom, be back in Bad Town on Tuesday, but next Thursday, got a little speechifying to do. I was invited down to speak to the Greene County Democratic Party, which means I'm not going to be able to join you on the radio next Thursday, folks. So we may have fill-ins. We may just swing it. I don't know what we're doing. But anyways, next Thursday, if you are a Greene County Dem or you want to be, come join me in, I believe it's Montello. I'll be speechifying in Montello next Thursday, Dom. And one and only chance to party with the Devil's Advocates in Madison this fall. I mean, you never know. Maybe a winter party, but not this fall. This fall, the Jade Monkey, October 17th. Come party with us. It's your one and only chance. It will be a good time. Live broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. Soiree to follow.
Crudy, heard the Packers headline or the song we always play. I love to bang on the drums. That's a big Packer.
You know, they're playing Monday night game, and I've purchased my wife concert tickets for the very same time.
Oh, you're going to miss the game.
I'm going to miss a portion of the game.
I'd let you stream it on my phone, but you'd probably answer it. David Bakhtiari, he confirmed the season is over.
Oh, great.
Over.
Before it started.
Oh, man.
Thanks for wrecking my weekend as well, Dom.
Well, so perhaps you really won't miss the game. Yeah, but David Bakhtiari confirmed season is over, but feels doctors have identified the problem and he will play next year. So as always, next year, Tom Silverstein reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
That is not great news. The Badgers play tomorrow morning. I'm going to try to catch that game in person. If you got like three tickets you want to sell, 844-967-2789. You can get Upper Deckers from the box office. But, you know, I don't like when the fourth quarter rolls around being in the upper deck. I'm not a big fan of the heights anyways, but the swag in the upper deck, it's a little more than sometimes my tummy can tolerate. I don't want to have
No episodes for you, Crudy. We reported earlier, Justice Janet Protasiewicz rejects calls to recuse herself from redistricting cases. Nate told us about the AP tweet from Scott Bauer. Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel writing it up. Protasiewicz issued an order Friday afternoon in response to requests from Republican lawmakers asking her to recuse in a case because of her comments during an election. The lawmakers argued her comments amounted to prejudging the cases. Recusal decisions are controlled by the law. They are not a matter of personal preference. If precedent requires it, I must recuse. But if precedent does not warrant recusal, my oath binds me to participate. Protasiewicz wrote in an order released on Friday. Strict adherence to the law is especially important here. This recusal motion has been filed by a co-equal branch of government. I take its request seriously. I also appreciate that this motion has engendered strong feelings in some quarters among people of good faith. Protasiewicz says,
and Robin Voss.
Search the law books and my conscience to ensure a correct and impartial ruling. No, she's not going to recuse Republicans, nor should she.
844-967-2789. Rico from Rock County. Welcome, Rico. Wouldn't be a Friday without you, fella.
Man.
Hey, glad I could help out. Glad I could help out. Hey, I found it real interesting earlier in the show. Don't make me laugh. Hey, I found it real interesting earlier in the show. You talked about in 87, and I don't want to mention it was president, how the law, the fairness laws there in the broadcasting.
Yeah, the fairness doctrine.
The fairness doctrine changed. Yes, exactly. And, you know, I've always looked at that as kind of some insider trading going on there, you might say, because when you think about it, it's like they had their team with Oxy Pop and Knobhead Rush, and, you know, they had their team already set out, and then they changed the law, you know, and us on the left, the other, we got kind of got flat-footed, and it's like, didn't realize the craziness they were going to take it to. Oh, my Lord, that kind of, that's always bugged me, though. That's my gripe.
But now that you know the devil's advocates are here equaling or exceeding their level of craziness each weekday, 4 to 6 p.m., Rico, does it bring you some solace?
Yes. I only have to tune in here. I get it from here. I don't take it from Fox. Oh, that's what I'm, Fox. I got to bring this up if I got time, guys. Hey, you know what? This is really, we're getting that sand you talked about in my gears. I'm a football guy. I'm a Packer guy at first, but I'm a football guy. I've been talking about this before on the show. Listen, we got to get a hold of the NFL and tell them we don't want Fox no more. I used to be able to, on my antenna people, you can get this stuff for free. You don't have to pay for cable. That's why they're number one, Fox News. It's because cable. Regular news beats them every day of the week. Listen, we got to get that NFL out of Fox because I only get, if the Packers playing at noon, I get the Packers. That's nice. But I don't get the second game anymore. You don't get the second game on broadcast TV, and that's crazy.
You don't rate a second game, Rico. You're lucky you get one game on Fox. They don't even tell you the score right at the end. They always tell you Trump's team won.
Nice.
You know, the Badger game will not be on regular TV tomorrow, but you can stream it on the Civic Media app. Take us with WRJN, our flagship. Maggie Dawn, our friend Maggie. Thanks for calling. What do you got for us?
Hey, Maggie.
Hey, guys. Always good to talk to you on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, you know it.
Just wanted to share what I think is the appropriate analogy related to the request for Justice Protasiewicz to recuse herself.
Yes, please.
You got like a minute, Maggie. Make it quick.
So she's saying that the maps are rigged during the election would have been like the judge from Waukesha County that presided over the Waukesha Parade murder trial saying before the trial that man killed some people. That's the factual analogy. The questions, respectively, are going to be, are the maps so rigged that they're unconstitutional under the Wisconsin or U.S. Constitution? And the question, the Waukesha Parade murder tragedy, was this man competent and how should he be punished? That's the appropriate analogy. Facts are facts. The maps are rigged. Thanks for taking my call, guys. I appreciate your work on Friday afternoon.
Well, someone's got to work on a Friday. Maggie Dawn, our good friend. We are the devil's advocates. We work on Fridays. We do our best to entertain you and maybe teach you a thing or two. Don't forget the rerun Maggie Dawn show coming up next. A rerun Pizza Box Mike, but that's okay. You're going to be listening to high school football all around the state of Wisconsin. And then you're going to tune in for the morning cannolis and then a big Badger game. WRJN, our flagship, WFHR, WRCE, WLAK. Go Badgers. Have a great weekend, all.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming ABC on the News, Civic Media
Chuck
app.
Sievertson.